This is the year the Island Trees Long Island School Board gave up its efforts to ban 9 books from the school library. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. It was a 7-year battle which went all the way to the nation's highest court. Finally, in January, the school board voted 4-3 to permit on the shelves the books that had been banned since 1976. One of those books was Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut. In a 1981 interview, Vonnegut said that any enemy of his book is entitled to be an enemy, but he has no right to take official action.
I, in fact, do write nice, clean books. It's been said that, one man who had heard that I was being censored all over the place made it his business to read everything I'd written. And he said he could learn more about sex from talking to a 14-year-old for 5 minutes than he could from reading every one of my books.
Vonnegut says he may be profane at times, but he is not pornographic.
There was a time when we all censored ourselves because there seemed reason to suspect that sexual scenes, dirty language, might actually upset children. And we were willing to believe that.
But no more, says Vonnegut.
50 years ago, people had very incomplete vocabularies for their bodies. Had trouble conducting conversations with doctors and nurses and so forth about where they hurt and what the symptoms were. Because the body was so embarrassing somehow, and all the words were so embarrassing. So I welcome the freedom to discuss our bodies, and yes, our sex lives too, why not?
But Vonnegut admits he is not all that happy about the explicit scenes in some of today's writing.
Yes, it offends me some, as it's 42nd Street causes considerable discomfort, but it seems ugly to me, but at the same time it seems the price we pay for the First Amendment, for the right to say anything we want to.
Author Kurt Vonnegut, whose latest novel is called Dead Eye Dick. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.